before we get to the rages, I do have an email from Miss Mandy. How do you say the last name? T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T. Is it Tybalt? I don't know. But that's her name.
It's Mandy. Her name is Mandy.
It's Mandy. Oh, it's
Mandy.
You know, that reminds me of that kid that rolled the eyes, the eye roll kid. Whitey.
Whitey, because he did it to that song.
I see it in your eyes.
Yeah. Really?
And then he was like, you know, he did the eye roll and it was like super hot.
Anyway. We both do the eye roll. I'll like do the eye roll and then we'll that'll be our YouTube. Yeah.
Anyway, Mandy wrote and said, "Hi, Mach and Daisy. Last week, my husband and I went on vacation for a few days. After using the paper-thin hotel towels that absorb as much as a box of tissues, I cannot wait to get home and try out our new MyPillow towels. After using the MyPillow towels for the first time, I thought to myself, wow, a towel that actually absorbs water? What a concept. Needless to say, I am very happy with my purchase." She also wanted to know where I got my Manamana t-shirt, and I don't remember. I'm sorry, Mandy, but I
just
don't
Google
remember.
Google it, Mandy. It'll come
up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just Google Manamana.
Google Manamana.
For real. I think that's how it. I found it.
You probably did that. Yeah.
And you'll find it. I'm sure there's a billion of them.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's right about the towels. And you could experience this amazing, super absorbency, soft technology that MyPillow towels come with if you just call 800-875-0513 and use code
SHIX. It's my cue.
Or you can go to MyPillow.com. Either way, you're going to love it. Everybody, we get how many emails? I have an email for every single day.
Yeah, she's got a jillion emails. Reviews. Thank God I don't get them because it was like she, not that I don't love y'all, but she filters them and then she sends them to me.
I mean, I send the ones that are definitely for you.
She's the filterer is what she is.
I'm the screener. I screen Daisy's emails.
Yes. It's so helpful, you guys. It's so helpful. It's like having a built-in administrator. It's so great.
I'm hoping my computer works. I restarted it, and hopefully there's not going to be any weirdness because, I got a lot of videos to get to.
We got to get to the clown show.
And demonstrate the absolute incompetence of not just Joe Biden, but of everyone in leadership roles in the Biden administration. It's horrific, you guys.
It's a clown show.
We might as well start with Joe Biden himself. The interview that he did with George Snuffleupagus was so unbelievably horrific in every way, especially when he had his "what difference does it make" moment, because George Stephanopoulos, you know, wants to address the people falling from airplanes from the sky, and Joe Biden is, well, you'll see. Hang on, let me turn it up.
Last week, was it a failure of intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment?
Yeah, four choices.
Look, I don't think it was a failure. Look, it was a simple choice, George.
Really?
When the Taliban, let me back it, put it another way. When you had the government of Afghanistan, the leader of that government, getting in a plane and taking off and going to another country, when you saw the significant collapse of the Afghan troops we had trained, up to 300,000 of them, just leaving their equipment and taking off. That was, you know, I'm not, this is, that, that's what happened. That's simply what happened.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
Oh, my God.
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly. We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport. And we did.
So no. You don't think this could have been handled? This actually could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that there we're going to go back in hindsight and look, but the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how that happens.
You don't know how that
happens.
You just said a month ago that wouldn't happen.
Right. But he doesn't know. He doesn't know how that would happen. He doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. This administration doesn't know anything about anything.
Wow. So, by the way,
oh my God, it's so terrifying to watch him.
Well, and the worst part is that we found out, or at least I found out after that, that they back in June, so there was a memo that just got released. It's not classified, but it's sensitive. And the memo was basically, and this was back in June, so this was just a couple months ago, they did away with, they dismantled a Trump program that was called the Contingency and Crisis Response Bureau, which was designed specifically to help in evacuations of Americans that are overseas. So it was logistics, it was aviation, it was medical support. And Trump had put this together, Mike Pompeo and Trump had put this team
Shocker.
Together
yeah.
specifically for this purpose. And Biden decided, you know what, we should just dismantle that. We don't need that bureau.
Yeah, because it has
Trump on
it.
The bureau that could have helped take care of this chaos.
Right, because it has his name on it.
Right, exactly.
This is what these people do. It's like the southern border. You have his name on it, and they're like, let's dismantle it. That's a great idea, just because we're spiteful, horrible, nasty people. And this is going to affect so many people in so many ways, in so many negative ways. It's going to hurt people. It's going to make people die. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because I'm a spiteful, awful human being.
I couldn't believe it. And so then... Not only, okay, so there was not only that, not only did they get away, did they do away with that, but now the White House is saying, well, that bureau really wasn't doing much of anything anyway. Like, it wasn't really set up, like, all together. So it wasn't a big deal that we got rid of it. How Biden, especially in that interview, is continuing not to apologize. Like, the only thing right now that he should be doing is saying, wow, I really effed up. And here's what we're going to do now. And like, but his military leaders are clueless too.
Yeah, I mean, they're incompetent. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That Milley guy, what's his, I don't know, General
yeah,
Milley.
I've got Milley. I've got Milley. Because, oh guys, my God. Let
like,
me play you Milley.
I'm, wow.
Yeah.
Just.
I mean, I just can't. Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Listen to Milley.
Distinction, Barb.
Oh, wait, this might be Lloyd. Correct. This is Lloyd.
Someone in extremis condition or circumstance versus going out and collecting up large numbers of American citizens.
Do you have the capability to go out and collect Americans?
We don't have the capability to go out and collect up large numbers of people.
Seriously?
We don't have that capability, he said. Bull crap, they don't have that
yeah,
capability.
Yeah, that's total bull crap. And here's the thing, it's a choice. Right. They're making a choice. And mm-hmm. and the American people are smart. I mean, I feel like even dumb civilians like us kind of know that this is a choice that they're making. Right. I mean, they're
yeah,
just
because
we're
I mean,
watching
Britain,
it happen.
The UK forces are going to get their people. And
right.
not only that, but they're saying it loud
uh-huh.
and clear that they're
right.
going to get their people. Now, it wasn't until Biden in that interview with George Stephanopoulos, when pressed, he finally said,
right.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to stay until everybody's out. But I mean, it took some pressing. And George Snuffleupagus did not even say, he didn't even push back when Biden was like, people were flying out of planes, you know, 4 or 5 days ago. No, it was Monday, you idiot. He didn't even push back on that.
It doesn't matter when it was, Mark. It doesn't
right.
matter when. It just matters that it happened. Like this, the fact that he said it was 4 or 5 days ago, shame. What is wrong with you? What is
right?
wrong with you and your head? Yeah, there's like, oh my God, it was 4 or 5
yeah.
days ago. What the hell? Yeah,
I know.
So
I
and
know.
And this morning, and this morning, if you this morning, there's he's saying we're gonna go get him, but it's only because,
right.
like you said, it's only because there's been pressure put on him, and now and like all the talking, well, I say all of them, talking heads on Fox, talking heads on like people that actually give a crap about the people over there, are saying, what are you doing? Like, what is going on? You can't. And not only that, but they're getting Afghan people out of there before they're getting American civilians and Americans out of there. They're not.
Yeah.
But they're putting priority. That's crazy. What is that all about? There should have been some sort of a plan where we got our people out of there first. And that you also see pictures of Afghan men before women and children. Also, what the hell? What's going on? So there needs to, I just can't believe there's not some sort of semblance of organization in any of this. None of it, which just shows the sheer incompetence of this administration. Every single one of them.
It's in the military. Because I've got Milley and then I've got Ned Price, because they're it's like top down ridiculousness.
Right.
Here's Milley.
Make one comment on the intelligence, because I'm seeing all over the news that there are warnings of a rapid collapse. I have previously said from this podium and in sworn testimony before Congress that the intelligence clearly indicated multiple scenarios were possible. One of those was an outright Taliban takeover following a rapid collapse of the Afghan security forces and the government. Another was a civil war, and a third was a negotiated settlement. However, the time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Nothing he saw, except everybody that was enlisted on the ground, knew. You ask the people who are actually in the fight,
right,
and you can hear some of them on the talk shows now saying, we have been saying this forever, and no one right. would listen.
Maybe that just shows you how completely disconnected some of these higher-ups are from the people who actually do the freaking work.
Right?
Maybe the generals and all the higher-ups need to, like, I don't know, get in the trenches once in a while. Get their heads out of their asses and quit, I don't know, like living the high life and like get in the trenches. Maybe, I don't know. There's a thought. Is that a mean thing to say?
No.
Because he doesn't know what the hell is going on. And now
and
we're all
paying
the price for it.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have Biden say in July or even just a few days ago, what was it that he said in his speech? He said something like, you know, we planned for every contingency. Clearly, you didn't. And you don't get to say in Snuffleupagus's interview, you don't get to say, well, there was no way to do this without chaos, when you just got done saying that everything was going to be fine a few weeks ago. You don't get to have it both ways. And it's not like those videos don't exist. We all saw them. We all watched him say that.
Right.
And for him to go and give an address to America yesterday on freaking booster shots and not take a single question. Are you kidding me? That's my rage the hardest. Oh my God.
Right.
And there was a picture that went around of him turning around and walking off the stage. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what a perfect symbol of him turning his back on all of us and all
on
of
America.
Our allies.
And exactly. And everybody over there, every single person over there who is literally begging to get out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, you don't have family that's over there, but those aren't your people. You're comfortable. You know, how dare you? I watched the thing with Laura Logan last night, and she's done, obviously she's been over there. She's lived in Afghanistan. She understands it. She knows the people. I mean, she's immersed herself in that culture, unlike probably somebody like Milley, you know? So like she gets it, right? So she was talking last night. I thought it was very interesting that, she was saying stuff like, this can be changed. You know, we can do something about it. It's kind of like where all these people are claiming, all these people in the administration are like, there's nothing we can do about it. And we don't have the power to go in there and do this and do that. She's like, we do have that power. We have all different sorts of options. They're just choosing not to do them. So that begs the question, why? Why aren't they doing
Because Biden has no will. He has no will to actually fix this and fight for America and fight for our allies or fight, period. He has no fight in him. Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of GenuCell. That's the only reason, you guys.
Fuck.
And they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell. Spell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is. It is all about the
And blood that
fire.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their Genucel XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it. Because if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, lovegenucel.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah,
you see, like, if you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't
the injections,
do, I,
you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right? I don't do that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyways, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
it's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome and fluff better technology. So lovegenucel.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise.
There's a part of me that thinks the people in the military, you know, that are helping him, you know, that are guiding Biden and giving him telling him and the ones that are, you know, that are supposed to be saying this is what you should be doing in this particular situation. I would hope you would hope that the military would be the one saying we can do this, this and this, and you should be doing this, sir. You know, and we didn't do that. We didn't do
well,
it.
Well, I think so, what you're going to find out over the next week or so is that there's going to be leaks from other military members, intelligence services. There's going to be leaks of people saying, I told them this. They ignored me. And you're going to hear that more and more. And so the buck is going to be passed around and around and around, I think, is what's going to happen. And so everybody's going to be pointing fingers, right? But the buck stops with him. He actually said that in his first address where he didn't take questions.
Yeah. And
so
I mean,
at some point, listen, it would be nice if he would own this.
Listen, I mean, I get it because I understand the chain of command. But at the same time, you think that, my God, you think they would be screaming at the top of their lungs. At least somebody in the military who gave a shit would be saying, you've got to do this or else this will happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, it absolutely boggles my mind. And I know he's a spineless coward. I mean, I get it. He is. And he's in bed with China. And he's, you know, I mean, a lot of these people are. And I hope there are a lot of people on the left right now that are rethinking their what's the word? Their vote. One, their vote is that, well, of course their vote. But then also their affinity for China. You know, it's like we heard for years and years and years about Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, it's funny because Russia and China are chumming up and they're, you know, jockeying. And it's like there's this now there's a shift. We're watching a shift happen because of all this. And we're going to see more of a shift over the next couple of years. And I just find it really interesting how over the past few years we've watched, you know, celebrities, we've watched the people on the left to get chummy with China. And China is delighted about this. They're downright delighted that all of this has happened. So I just find it really interesting. I just want to see what the reaction is on the left of all those people who embraced that, you know, there's a lot of crickets.
I think we're still going to see, because we're going to see China do more, we're going to see them become more aggressive. And I don't think American companies have the will to speak out against them because of all the money. And that's what's so frustrating too. I think I think you're gonna see companies, you know, continue to toe the line. Yeah.
I mean,
so
listen,
I think that we should all start learning Mandarin, you guys, because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I will say from, I gotta tread lightly. I have seen companies that have leaders who are conservative who are afraid to say they're conservative.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening in America right now. They won't even stand by their employees who are conservative. So if that's happening, then yeah, learn Mandarin. She's right. Learn it.
I mean, because that's all you can do.
Because all they give a shit about is the almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, and listen, I love dollars too. but Paul, you're right. Money over morals. And so many of these people have already sold out to, frankly, the enemy, to the enemy. And it's, and you're right. No morals, no balls, no integrity. I don't know who said that, but you're absolutely right. And people in America, Americans need to start standing up and having the balls.
Speaking of ballessness, so State Department spokesperson, this one more video I want to show you, because again, this is who's in charge, okay? This is who is in charge, who is making decision, or who's at least speaking on behalf of decision makers. This is Ned Price, the biggest weenie of all weenies. Like, there's no way this guy even has testicles. There's no way. So here's... He is asked, let me actually forward it a little bit.
They're like, and you have, they're like hairy balls are just shriveled, tiny, just, teeny, tiny.
I don't even think they're there. I think he's like, a eunuch completely.
They're just like shriveled. They're like inside of him. They like crawl back up.
Like he could, they could come out of his mouth at some point. That's how high up they are.
Got it. Okay, got it. I got it.
So he's asked by a reporter in the State Department presser, you know, like, what is your message to countries like Taiwan, Ukraine, the countries that rely on us to keep our word and to be there for them? This is his answer. Are you ready for this? Because
I'm ready. I mean,
in the foreign policy, and what's your message to Taiwan, Ukraine, Iraq?
Our message to all of our partners around the world is clearly reflected in our actions, in this country's actions, both over the past few decades and now.
Well, that's terrifying.
Well, I'm glad he was prepared for that. I'm glad he really had a clear answer on that, basically.
But he said our actions speak right. Our actions should tell them.
He should have just done this. He should have just been like, that's our response to you. Yeah, that's, oh my God, I can't. I cannot with this guy. Okay.
That's a spokesperson. You got, that guy was hired to be the mouthpiece for the State Department. We are fucked. I'm sorry. Yeah. But you guys.
She's not sorry. I mean, she's not sorry at all. There's no.
In the hell is happening? Right. How is this even America, you guys?
Right.
How?
You know, people like Dana Perino have got to be sitting here going, you know, because, I mean, these people actually like got jobs at one point in administrations based on being smart. You know,
and being able to communicate a message clearly about America. Mm-hmm. I mean,
now it's like, you know, listen, I took this diversity training. Can I get a job?
Yeah. Mark Milley's been so freaking out about white rage that he can't figure out a way to get Americans home.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly Mark Milley. That is
him. I have white rage right now. I have all the colors of rage.
I have
every color.
It's a rainbow. It's like a Skittles rainbow of rage. That's what I'm experiencing. Experience the rainbow. Experience it.
Taste it, you guys.
Taste it.
The rainbow.
So good. The rage.
Oh my God.
Suck on it, Milley. God.
You guys, can we do talks? Because I just can't. Like, there's nothing else.
We have to talk about gold first.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh! Thank you so much for reminding me.
Yes, we have to talk about gold and how people need to buy it because we're effed. Okay.
You guys, you need physical gold in your arsenal right now.
You need it in your life.
I don't even know what's going to happen to banks or markets if China starts doing stuff to our power grid. You want to have tangible assets in your home. And that is what you get when you use getacregold.com/chicks. It's a subscription service. You pay for your gold a little bit at a time, either $30, $50, $100 a month, and you get sent physical, actual gold. It is the best way to buy gold that I have ever seen, because I don't like just, you know, feeling like it might be included in an IRA. No, I want it in my safe at home. And so you just go to getacregold.com/chicks. So easy. So
it's completely awesome. And their tagline should be like, we should actually start a tagline for them. That's like, we're effed, get Acre Gold. That's what it should be.
I don't know if they're going to let us do that.
I don't know why they haven't started that yet, but it would be a brilliant tagline. But anyways, getacregold.com/checks. You guys get it. It's awesome.
Yeah. And don't forget, there's a giveaway right now. They're still doing this giveaway where if you tweet or post why you should win a free bar of gold and you tag at get_acre, you could win a free bar of gold, which is totally amazing. And you should try to do it. It would be awesome.
And I want Team Zeppelin to win it. I really want Team Zeppelin to win it just this morning. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So yesterday you were texting me about tater tots. Okay.
I was. Well, I had a little bit of a breakdown because I took my daughter to middle school yesterday. Full transparency. I'm menopausal and I'm also very emotional. And when I dropped her off for middle school, I did have a little bit of a sob fest because, you know, one, I'm getting older, and two, she's in middle school. She's my last one. And I was very emotional. So yesterday afternoon, I had a moment and I was like, I need tots. And so I drove to Sonic because what else do you do, right? You drive to Sonic, you sob, and then you order tots. Okay, so that's what I did. So I told Mock this. I'm like, I was so completely hormonal yesterday. I had to go get some tots. I'm like explaining this to her. And then apparently all the social and the text gods are like, and all these bots are listening to our conversations because she started getting all these tots.
Listen, you guys, I go through TikTok usually in the evening, like as I get into bed, I'm like, I'm going to just scroll through TikTok. That's when I get my talks, right? So that's when I get my talks. Well, all of a sudden, all the talks were tater tot related. And I'm like, what in the world?
Right.
China.
Yeah. So that is China. They're see, this is the thing. I told you, you can't have TikTok because they're spying on you. So they know about our conversation about talk. The next time I'm going to say something to China in our text messages, I'm just going to start talking to China. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it.
Make sure to mention Xi. Like, make sure to call Xi out specifically.
I'll be like, what up, Xi? Commie? What's up? I'm gonna totally start talking to him. I'd be like, these American Sonic tots are so good. So good.
So
patriotic. So good and capitalist. I love them.
So let me just show you a couple of the examples because these are videos I would have been like, I would have marked these to show anyway because I thought they were cute. But the fact that they were tater tot related was super, super weird.
I love tots, you guys. I love tots.
So earlier today, somebody complimented me on my lip gloss and I had to tell them that it was tater tot grease. Is that rock bottom? It felt like rock bottom.
Yeah. I had that yesterday all over. It's okay. It's all right. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
It's weird that I got those two in my feed.
I do. They're totally watching us. It is terrifying. It is terrifying because you and I have a private conversation. It's not private. Mm-mm. There's nothing private about our conversations, which is really also very terrifying because our conversations can get out into the weeds. You know what I'm saying? We can get out there, you guys. We say all the things.
We do.
With all the words, we say all the things.
So you remember how, I don't remember when it was. It may have been like last week that there was that cat. I did a cat talk where the cat was like, just making the weirdest sounds, right? And then I've shown you before how there's the guy that makes accompanying music to the pet sounds. Yeah. Well, now there's like an entire like band that has joined together with that cat to create a song. And I just, you guys.
Oh my God, I gotta prepare. Look at all, they're so serious. Look at the drummer. It's so great. I love how they're all like, God. So seriously, like waiting for the cat. They're like, yeah. Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8. So great.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I cannot.
That's the greatest.
The people are awesome. Okay. Oh, God.
Anyway, that's today's talks.
That's the only reason we didn't fly off into a complete rage, you guys. That's it.
Oh my God.
A Skittles, so, all the colors, so, rage.
I was raging so hard that like I almost cried yesterday.
I did cry. You know, I cry
and
like
then you
once
had
every
tots. I should have done that.
Once every 6 months, you know, I allow myself to cry. So I went to Sonic and I was like, put my sunglasses on and I just cried. And a lady comes to my car and I'm like, I just want tots. Tots. And she's like, I got you, boo. I got it. So this is it. Sonic, you guys. Sonic tots. The greatest thing. They'll stop. You know, you don't need any of those bioidentical hormones. You just need tots, ladies.
That's all you need.
Got
That's
you.
All you need.
I got you. You guys bring it in.
Oh man, it'll be okay.
Everything's gonna be fine, okay, everybody. Guys. It's gonna be fine. It's
just
not
like
your
start
fault.
Your Mandarin.
It's lessons. Not your fault. It's not your fault. Take your Chinese Mandarin lessons.
That's right.
Everybody, just start taking it. Just start writing about your dear leader Xi in your text messages. It's all going to be okay. It's fine. Everybody's fine. It's all good, you guys. It's going to be okay. Everybody have a great Thursday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You know about the chaos in Afghanistan, but I'll give you the inside story from my friends who are still there. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you about the amazing friends who are faithful to the U.S. and are now terrified that they will be killed. I'll also take you inside the system that made some people really rich and hung our troops and our Afghan allies out to dry, and explain how the Biden administration could have arranged this withdrawal competently. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.